This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In excerpts of the speech he'll deliver on the South Lawn, the president says his administration spent the past 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47. From the economy to crime, he'll say at no time have voters had a more clear choice between two parties, visions, philosophies, or agendas. He'll also extend a hand, saying a united GOP is ready to welcome Democrats, independents, and anyone else who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of its people. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Laura has weakened to a tropical storm after blasting the Louisiana coast with high winds and heavy rain for hours. The system, which came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane early Thursday, is blamed for at least 6 deaths and widespread damage around Lake Charles, an industrial and casino city of 80,000 people. It is the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. this year, and Governor John Bel Edwards of Louisiana said that officials still don't know the extent of the damage.
We have thousands and thousands of our fellow citizens whose lives are upside down because their businesses and or their homes have been damaged. And we have lots of challenges around the state, to say the least.
Rescuers have to wait for winds to die down before looking for survivors. President Trump plans to visit the area later this week. Laura is now headed toward Arkansas. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The National Basketball Association said Thursday it hopes to resume play in a day or two after a boycott by players protesting against racial injustice and police brutality, while President Donald Trump denounced the league as a political organization. The NBA players decided not to end their season after meeting among themselves in the bubble-like campus at Disney World in Florida, where games are being contested due to the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump, during a briefing at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, criticized the NBA.
That's unfortunate. They've become like a political organization, and that's not a good thing. I don't think that's a good thing for sports or for the country.
The protest by NBA players focused on the police shooting on Sunday of a black man named Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha has been rocked by civil unrest and violence since Sunday when police shot Blake, who was left paralyzed by the shooting and is being treated for his injuries. Russian police have announced a preliminary probe into the circumstances of the sudden illness of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Putin's fiercest critic fell into a coma last week following a suspected poisoning as pressure has grown from Western officials to investigate. The Siberian branch of Russia's Interior Ministry has announced that it is establishing all the circumstances of the incident. Authorities say it will conduct forensic studies and collect items that may have probative value. Navalny, an opposition politician and corruption investigator, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk. He was later transferred to Charité Hospital in Berlin. I'm Karen Chamas.
A New Zealand judge has sentenced white supremacist Brenton Tarrant to life in prison without parole on Thursday for killing 51 Muslim worshippers in the country's deadliest shooting. Reuters' Libby Hogan has details.
29-year-old Australian Brenton Tarrant admitted to 51 charges of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act last year. His rampage at two Christchurch mosques was the deadliest shooting in the country's history. The High Court judge called Tarrant's crime, quote, so wicked that even if you are detained until you die, it will not exhaust the requirements of punishment and denunciation. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also said she was relieved to hear the decision.
Yes, it gave me relief to know that that person will never see the light of day.
The country's foreign minister, Winston Peters, called for Tarrant to be deported to Australia to serve out his sentence.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. You can find more at our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.